It's time for Nicole Sandler. What's news from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, we expected this, but that doesn't lessen the shock, disbelief, and disappointment. Politico with a bombshell report Monday evening, citing what it said was a leaked initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito. The Supreme Court has apparently voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that established abortion rights nationwide. Alito writing, quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Oh boy. Hours after the report was released, protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court to rail against the decision, which, if released by the court, would uphold Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks and trigger stricter abortion bans in at least a dozen other states. The court's decisions aren't final until they're published, and justices do sometimes change their votes as they circulate these draft opinions. If authentic, this is the first high court draft leaked in the court's history. And it's ugly. This opinion is a full-throated, unflinching repudiation of the 1973 decision, which guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights, and a subsequent 1992 decision, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that basically maintained the right. After the shock of the realization that this is actually happening, comes the magnitude of the leak itself. SCOTUS blog tweeting, quote, it's impossible to overstate the earthquake this will cause inside the court in terms of the destruction of trust among the justices and staff. This leak is the gravest, most unforgivable sin. Well, I'd say that striking down of Roe is, maybe this is the second, you know, just saying. Now that all the arguments are done for the year, the court is releasing the remaining opinions. On Monday, they ruled that Boston violated the Constitution by refusing to raise a Christian group's flag in a city hall ceremony because the city had never turned anyone else away. The city government argued that its ceremonial flag raising program was a form of government speech, so it could choose which flags it would fly. Lower courts agreed the city was within its rights. But at the Supreme Court, Justice Stephen Breyer, writing for the unanimous court, rejected that. He said the flags weren't government speech because the city had no role in, quote, the crafting of their messages. That meant that the flag raisings amounted to private speech, so rejecting a lone group constituted a violation of its First Amendment free speech protections. So that happened. In other court news, a federal jury on Monday found a former New York City police officer, Thomas Webster, guilty of assaulting an officer during the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Webster was the first person prosecuted for assault in connection with the riot. He's also the first to claim self-defense. Yeah, right. The 56-year-old former cop testified that he used a metal flagpole to strike a, quote, rogue cop who punched him in the face. He also accused a Metropolitan Police Department officer of starting the clash. A juror told reporters that the jury, quote, unanimously agreed that there was no self-defense argument here at all. Webster will be scheduled in September. And this out of Philadelphia, the former police officer who fatally shot 12-year-old Thomas T.J. Sedero in March has been charged with murder. The officer, Ed Saul Mendoza, was with three other plainclothes officers in an unmarked police car when Sedero appeared to have fired a gun at the vehicle. The other officers took cover, but the 26-year-old Mendoza started a, quote, tactically unsound foot chase. This according to Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who then said the officer fired three shots at Sedero. Investigators said he fired the final fatal shot into Sedero's back from just a half a car length away when Sedero no longer had a gun and was face down on the ground, and evidence suggests he might have been turning to surrender when he was killed. There really are no words. Well, some encouraging news out of Ukraine, where the first group of evacuees from Mariupol's embattled steel plant have reached a Ukrainian-controlled city. This after weeks of failed efforts. A convoy of evacuees from the Azovstal steel plant arrived in Zaporizhia, escaping to a Ukrainian-controlled jurisdiction from the last holdout in Mariupol. They're still trying to get the few dozen remaining people from inside of that steel plant out. Meanwhile, both U.S. and Western officials believe that Vladimir Putin will likely formally declare war on Ukraine as soon as May 9th. That would enable the full mobilization of Russia's reserve forces. And finally, if it's Tuesday, It's primary day in Ohio and Indiana. Ohio's got a lot going on. For the Republican nomination in the Senate race to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman, Trump-supporting former never-Trumper J.D. Vance and Trump supporter Josh Mandel are leading. But there's one Republican in the race who openly disagrees with the former guy, Matt Dolan, and he appears to be enjoying an 11th-hour surge. Stay tuned. On the Democratic side, three candidates are vying for the nomination: the centrist Congressman Tim Ryan, the progressive Morgan Harper, and a third candidate named Tracy Johnson. In Ohio or Indiana, vote! And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.